Praise God. Yes, stay in the fight. We won't be able to push through in prayer if we don't stay in the fight. You got to fight. Hallelujah. And I came to tonight to give someone an encouraging word. Hallelujah. To know that, yes, we're on that winning side. The scripture is 2 Timothy 3 and 1. And it says, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. And there's a lot more that we could add to that as the scripture goes on to talk about how we know that we are living in the last days. In perilous times, we can clearly see the signs of the time. We can clearly see the characteristics, some of these characteristics that I just named among men, women, boys, girls. And, you know, we can see it, whether you're in a high position, whether you're in the White House, no matter where you are, we can see the signs of the time. These times like this, it calls for prayer. And we have to understand that if we're going to make it, if we're going to be able to stand, we have to learn to fight and stay in the fight. It's not enough to say, well, I'll fight today and maybe I'll take a break tomorrow. No, there's no letting up. There's no time for sitting back. We've got to watch, as the scripture says, as well as pray. Stay in the fight. And you know, those characteristics that I just named, it seems like it in this day and time, it's more like the norm rather than the exception. People don't care. They don't care anymore. They don't regard God. They don't regard the people of God. That they're, you know, they're not God-fearing. But I know one thing. As we continue to pray, as we continue to seek the face of the Lord, we have to know how to fight, and be encouraged to stay in the fight. See, our nation as a whole has gone far away from reverencing the Lord and God-fearing, far away. You know, it used to be a time that folks would respect the people of God. They would respect God, but they don't care anymore. They just don't care. But listen, we have got to keep our minds stayed on him. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. Listen, there is a battle for your mind. If the enemy can get your mind, if he can get your attention long enough, he'll build up fear and build up, you know, anxiety. And the Bible tells us, plainly tells us, that God, you know, does not give us a spirit of fear, but he gives us love, power, and that of a sound mind. Say amen to that. But you have to understand, we have to be wise, understand that the enemy has a battle out for your mind to get your attention. He's trying to steal our peace, steal your joy, and steal your family values. You know, talking about family, people don't have time for their families anymore. They don't have, used to be a time back in the day, when we were coming up as children, when my mother called for dinner, we all came to the table together as a family. Like, I realize people work different shifts and different things, but at somewhere during the course of the, if not the day, the week, that families ought to come together and strengthen one another. Hallelujah. But the enemy comes against to kill, to steal, and to destroy your integrity, and to destroy the things that you know that you're trying to build up in your family and steal values, God-fearing values in them. And, you know, they don't spend your entire time worrying about what is going on. I came to say to myself as well, we can't sit be in front of the TV all day and all, you know, most of the day and listen to this and listen to that and listen to the other, because it's one thing after the next. And if we don't be careful, the enemy will steal in your peace. It will steal your attention off of God. Certainly, yes, we have to watch and know what's going on. But listen, it don't take long. You can catch the highlights and keep moving. Keep moving forward in your faith. Understand that we are not slaves to circumstances. Yes, we hear all the adverse circumstances, but we don't have to become a slave to that. Because when you know the Word of God, when you begin to speak clearly the Word of God, faith, your faith is built. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you're saying, what are you saying, Lady B? I'm saying that don't allow what's happening in the world to hold you captive in your thoughts and build up fear and anxiety and you don't know which end is up and nervous we may not understand everything, but we do know in whom we believe. Say amen to that. So instead of that, rather spend your time meditating on the Word of God. Because the Scripture tells us in Psalms 1, you know, that if we meditate on the Word of God day and night, we'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Hallelujah. And you know, a tree planted by the rivers of water, the roots are going deep. And they're not easily, it's not easily blown away. And that's why I'm saying stay in the fight. You're not going to be blown away. Stay in the fight, but you got to know how to fight. Hallelujah and praise God. Listen, if we know the Word of God, that's what we have to keep our perspective. And what does the Word say? Yes, we hear the negativity, but what does God say about this? Listen, Isaiah 26:3, it says that thou will keep him in perfect peace. That's you and I. He'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because we trust in him. So therefore, as I'm telling you, there is a battle for your mind. Watch. The Bible tells us, watch as well as pray. Be sober-minded. Be diligent. Hallelujah. Pay attention as to what's going on. So in other words, walk in the peace of God, knowing that God will keep you, will keep your mind. He will keep our hearts if we keep it stayed on him. So don't allow the cares of this world or the enemy to take your mind off of the promises of God. Amen? Amen. See, as we said, the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. But what did Jesus say? And that's why we have to know this word. Yes, the enemy does all this, but he says, I am come that you might have life and that you can have life more abundantly. Amen, amen, and amen. So a few things to remember in order to be able to stay in the fight. 2 Corinthians 4:8-9. Paul begins to tell how we are led like sheep to the slaughter. In other words, there are times when we're going to be persecuted. As Jesus has already told his disciples, you're going to be hated. They hated me, and they're going to hate you just for my name's sake. They just don't like you. They don't like people that go against their belief or their worldly standards. So Paul was encouraging the people, the church at Corinthian. He says, yes, we are troubled on every side, yet but not distressed. We are perplexed. Sometimes it might be mixed up. We don't understand things, but yet we're not in despair. We may be persecuted, and the Lord knows we will be at some point in life, hallelujah, persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Maybe cast down sometimes, but we're not destroyed. Why? Because greater is he, greater is the Lord that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. I hope I'm encouraging somebody tonight. I hope I'm encouraging you to stay in the fight. Pastor said last night, push through in prayer. We can't give up. Hallelujah. We always have to be diligent. See, we can see what's going on in the world. No wonder the Scripture tells us, pray without ceasing. In other words, don't give up. You can walk in an atmosphere of prayer. Hallelujah. Nobody even knows. You could be in your on your job. You could be pushing a supermarket cart through the supermarket and be in a spirit of prayer. Praying as you go. Asking God to keep me covered with your blood. Allow the angels of the Lord to keep to encamp around about. God, help me to look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, I thank you that you woke me up this morning. Listen, when we begin to pray, you don't have to be on your knees all the time. Just begin to enter into an atmosphere of gratitude, an atmosphere just of praise and thanking God. Lord, I thank you that I am your child. Lord, I thank you because of your shed blood of Jesus Christ that I have the victory. Amen, somebody. You say amen to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That is the word of God. So, yes, we will be troubled. Yes, there will come a time when it seems like we're distressed, but guess what? We're not forgotten. Why? Because the Lord said that he is with you and I always, even to the end of the world. We are not defeated. Someone say that to me. Say, I am not defeated. Hallelujah. But let's say this again. We are not defeated, but we are more than conquerors. Through who? Through Christ who loved us. Hallelujah. See, Jesus, he came to give us life, and we have life. We're walking in his word. We're walking in that abundant life right now. And Jesus encourages the disciples. He says, listen, be of good cheer. He says, and to the people of God, he says, I have overcome the world. Jesus has already conquered the world's challenges on our behalf. And that's why he told us to fight the good fight of faith. Oh, yeah, he knows it's going to be a fight. We got to stay in it. Stay in there. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead. So you fight that good fight. How do you do? By speaking that word, living that word. And faith without works is dead. That means applying the word of God. Hallelujah. And here's what we need to do. The scripture says, in fact, turn to Ephesians 6th chapter, and I'm going to read around the 14th verse. Ephesians, this is what you do. This is how you stay in the fight. This is how you stay battle ready. That's how I like to say it. Battle ready, ready, watching and knowing what's going on, being alert. Hallelujah. That's why he says don't be drunk with wine, whereas in excess. But he told you be sober-minded, be vigilant, know what's going on, understand even the atmosphere that's around you. Hallelujah. When you're in a prayerful mode and you're walking in the Spirit, as the Scripture has said, we won't have to worry about fulfilling the lusts of the flesh because the Spirit of the Lord is what's keeping and directing us. See, when you're walking the Spirit, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit orders your steps. He said the steps of a good man, hallelujah, are ordered by the Lord. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Are you there yet? Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and I'm going to say I read around the 13th verse. This is how you stay in. This is how you equip yourself. This is how it tells you what to do. All right, so it says here, verse 13, Ephesians 6 and 13 says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. What did it say to do? Take it up. What's that mean? Take it up. Equip yourself, right? He says, with the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand. You're fighting? Don't give up. You stay in that fight. And when you've done all to stand, the scripture says stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, And then see, you're not standing alone. You're not standing empty, but you're standing fully equipped, having your loins girt about with truth, and then having on the breastplate of righteousness. He's telling us how to be equipped to stay in the fight. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then it tells us, above all, taking the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Well, I just said about fighting the good fight of faith. Take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And then take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. That's how you stay. That's how you stay equipped and ready to stand in the evil day. That's how you can keep the victory. See, the victory has already been won. And by, in other words, Jesus has shed his blood. Hallelujah. And he's already triumphed, already ultimately triumphed, and has our victory already secured by his blood. Battles already won. But as we walk through this life, hallelujah, this life begins to happen as we can see things happening faster and faster every single day, letting you know that yes, these are the perilous times. These are the last days. Jesus says this. This is encouraging. Revelation 1:17. He says, I am he that liveth. Yes, I was dead, but behold, look, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. Hallelujah. So we have someone. Jesus is our ultimate cover. Hallelujah. And he protects us each and every day. So you take up your cross and walk in victory every day. That's how you stay in that fight. And whatever it is that you're confronted with, knowing that I can do all things through Christ who strengthen us. We're no match for the enemy by ourselves, but we stay with Christ. He is the one who gives us the strength. The battle is not yours. The battle is God. The victory belongs to us. He already says that we are more than conquerors. Just can you think about that? I just stop right there. He said, I mean, you know, it's blessed to be a conqueror. In other words, yes, you won. You won the battle. You made it through. But he's saying we are more than conquerors. Hallelujah. So that means, how can you lose? How can we lose? Hallelujah. With the word of God and Jesus on our side, how can the Holy Spirit is covering us and is teaching us? Hallelujah. And we got the word of God. We've got his promises. How can we lose when we understand that we are more than conquerors? I mean, that just that phrase alone is enough to meditate on. Think about, Lord, you made me more than conqueror. You made me more than victorious. You made me more than successful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to know this word, and hallelujah, as you know this word, he quickens it in your spirit, and you're able to hide that. So guess what? You're not easily pushed over. Hallelujah. How you might fall down, but we get up again. Amen? We get up again. Because why? Because we are more than conquerors through who? Through Jesus Christ, who loved us. So the race isn't given to the swift or the strong, but is given to those who endure unto the end. So I say this in closing tonight. Keep the faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Fast and pray. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes on the prize. Press forward for the prize of the high calling of God. Hallelujah. And stay in the fight. That's the word for tonight. Glory to God. Stay there. Don't give up. Hallelujah. You got to keep looking to the hills, which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We do have a few people here that are on the our pray prayerless, but I want to say about the praise report first. We got a praise report. I had a praise report last week. Hallelujah, with Sister Sasha, how the Lord blessed her. She was able to come to church. She's able to talk again. She's able to eat, and we were able to see her smiling face. That's a praise report. Now I have another praise report. Sister Rocky Reed, she texted me yesterday and said, the Lord has blessed me. The doctor has released me where I can now return to driving, and I can return to work. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, this is why we're on this prayer line, to encourage one another. We pray one for the other because we need it. I need your prayers, and you need my prayers. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. So we also, we offer continual prayer for Deacon Robert Cooper and Sister Shirley Cooper, that they may be continue to be encouraged and knowing that God has them on his mind. And we continue to pray for the mother of our church, Mother Dolores Liggins. And I'm just going to claim this praise report for her. Do you know Mother Liggins will be 89 years old tomorrow. Tomorrow is her birthday. So we say happy birthday to you, Mother Liggins. We'll keep praying for you. Glory to God. And then we'll continue to pray and hold up Reverend Annie Anderson. God bless her. And the Lord say the same. On this coming Monday, she too will celebrate her birthday. The Lord will bless her to see 89 years. Hallelujah. God is good. That's a praise report. Hallelujah. Listen, we got to learn how to celebrate one another. If the Lord has blessed you, celebrate with somebody else. Glory to God. Make mention of his goodness. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we continue to pray for our Deacon Walter Brown. The Lord continue to bless him. We continue to pray for our Sister Betty Ann Davis and for our neighbor Anna Guthrie and her mom Lori and the Guthrie family. And we're also going to pray for our Sister Audrey Mayo, who will be having knee surgery next Wednesday, I believe she told me. So there are several things that we are praying about. Not only that, maybe I didn't call your name, but if you're on this prayer line, we are praying. Hallelujah. For you, we are praying. We're praying for you. Glory to God. Praying because God knows just where you're at. He knows the path that we, each of us, take. He knows what we have need of. So let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we give your name praise and glory. Hallelujah. We honor you. We honor you, Lord, because you are so, so worthy to be praised. We're thanking you, Lord, that because this is the day that you have made and you allow us to live, you allow us to walk, you allow us to talk. We're yet in the land of the living. We have food to eat, clothes on our back. We have shelter. Even as the winds were blowing today, God, we had shelter. God, we thank you, Lord, because God, we just thank you because you are Jehovah Jireh. Hallelujah. You are our provider. You know all that we need. Glory to God. Even, Lord, even as I call those names on tonight, God, I ask a special blessing upon them. Not only them, God, every person that is listening to my voice tonight that are on this Dream Team prayer line. God, you know all about them. You know where what they stand in need of. Father, we believe you. We decree and we declare that all our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. God, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, because you're just so good and your mercies, they endure forever. We thank you because when we woke this morning, hallelujah, we didn't have no doubt. We knew you were going to bring us out. Hallelujah. When we woke this morning, we still had the activities of our limbs. We still had a mind to serve you. We still, God, we're in the race. Hallelujah. God, we pray and we believe that we will stay in the fight. Hallelujah. We're not going to give up. Hallelujah. Because we have you on our side. We have you as victors. We are victorious in you because you called us more than conquerors through you, God, who loved us. Glory to God. And Lord, we know that we can make it. Hallelujah. One day at a time, we are looking to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we look to you because you said that you that have started. You've begun a good work in us. You're able to finish it. You're able to help us to reach our purpose. You are able, God, to help us to walk in the destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, we decree and declare tonight that they are destiny helpers. People, Lord God, that will help us to reach our destiny. Help us, God, as we go forward and we reach new levels in you, God. We bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We just give your name praise and glory and honor. So, God, if there's any standing in the need of healing and deliverance, oh, Father, healing tonight. Hallelujah. Healing for the mind, healing for the spirit, healing for their soul, God, healing for our bodies, Lord. God, that you want us to walk in perfect peace, God, and as we keep our minds stayed on you. Hallelujah. Strengthen those that need strength. Lord, where they're weak, God, build us up, Lord, that we will stand and believe you, that we will forever look to the hills. We will continue to look to you, God. Hallelujah. All of our help comes from you. All of our strength is in you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the armor that you told us that we should take unto ourselves, the armor that we equip from our head all the way to our feet. Oh, Father, we bless you, Lord. So we surround ourselves, hallelujah, and we have that sword of the Spirit. We got the breastplate of righteousness. We got the helmet of salvation. We've got the shield of faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got our loins girt about. Hallelujah. With truth, with your word. And then our feet, they're all but prepared. Hallelujah. With the preparation of the gospel of peace. For we are not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. And Father, we believe tonight. And Father, not only do we believe, hallelujah, we just come before your throne of grace in the name of Jesus. And we come to you. We thank you for calling us by name. For you called us your children. Hallelujah. And we are blessed to be called your children. And we decree that we are blessed when we go out. Hallelujah. We're blessed when we come back in. We're blessed when we sit down. And we're blessed when we get up. Hallelujah. We just thank you for the blessing. God, you said that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and that you add no sorrow with it. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We understand that you are our source of all things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because it's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. So therefore, God, we trust in your provision. Oh, my God, because you're not slack concerning your promises. But, God, you watch over your word to perform it. So, God, we bring before you, God, whatever needs, that's represented on this line, whether it's financial needs, whether it's just spiritual needs, whether it's physical needs, whether it's emotional needs, whether it's relational needs, God, whether it's a closer walk, God, we bring before you and we present it to you. And God, we look forward. We look forward and we expect to be blessed. We expect to hear from you because you said you hear us when we call. You hear us before we even call. And God, there are times when you will send forth the answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God, we praise you because you said you know the plans that you have for every one of us. Let us begin to take up our cross and walk in faith and walk in expectation and walk softly before you. Therefore, God, we will stay in the fight. We're not going to give up. We're not going to cave in. We're not going to throw in the towel. But God, we're going to press in. We press into you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We press right now into you. We press forth, hallelujah, into faith, into prayer, into our just being diligent, hallelujah, and seeking your face. And Father, these blessings that we're asking, bless our nation. Have mercy on the people. There are people suffering all over. God, that you will set them free. Send forth revival. Our church, our revival, the church needs to be revived. Oh, God, we thank you, God, that a prayer revival is coming our way. And God, we pray that we will be there in the middle, in the midst, right there in that prayer revival, that you would revive us again. That, God, that you would take out of stony hearts and you would put in the hearts of flesh. flesh, that God, that you would, we become humble before you, before your mighty hand, and that God, we will see that you exalt us in due season. God, help us to realize due season, that there's a time that you have prepared, God, that we will walk in the things that you already have planned for us. So God, we need you. The people in our nation, our White House, God, the cabinet folks and the administration all over, the ones that making the rules and the laws for us, taking out and putting in, God, you in control. For you said the heart of the king is already in your hand. God, you got it in control. So God, we just rest in you. We just rest in you, and we'll stay in the fight. We'll keep the faith, Father, in Jesus' name. We just bless you right now. Thank you for this Dream Team prayer line. Thank you for the call, God. Thank you for all the participants that are called in tonight, that you will bless them abundantly. Father, continue to bless them, that we can have praise reports week after week. Hallelujah. Praise God, and we just thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for your word. You said that we need to allow your word to rest in us richly, that we should be rich in your word. Hallelujah. And God, we praise you for that. All that you have done, all that you're going to do, we will bless you, God, at all times, and your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. Someone on this line say hallelujah. Praise God. God, I thank you. Thank you for the blessing. Hallelujah. Thanking you right now. Hallelujah, God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that God, we can make it. Hallelujah. We will make it. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we bless you and we thank you. We honor you. We thank you for this time of prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So I praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God, for all that you have done. Thank you, God. You're awesome, God. We thank you, God, even this atmosphere right where I am. My atmosphere here is charged with your Holy Spirit. It's charged with your anointing. So, God, I thank you, Lord. Praise you for that. Glory to God. All our time is gone, and we've got to hang up. But we just praise God. We don't have to hang up for him from his presence. So, again, thank you for being on this Dream Team prayer line. If this line and this prayer line has been a blessing to you, drop me a text or something. Let me know. Not only that, if you got a praise report, we want to be able to share it on this prayer line. There ought to be some kind of praise report. It's not that we pray every single week, but there ought got to be a praise report, because we serve a prayer answering God. Amen. So God bless you. Be blessed of the Lord. Have a wonderful night. And I will say good night. God bless you.